请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
I have a pet cat.
我有一只宠物猫。
My cat is small and soft.
我的猫又小又软。
I also have a dog.
我也有一只狗。
My dog is big and friendly.
我的狗又大又友好。
Cats and dogs are common pets.
猫和狗是常见的宠物。
Birds live in the forest.
鸟生活在森林里。
Birds can fly.
鸟能飞。
Rabbits live in the wild.
兔子生活在野外。
Rabbits are small animals.
兔子是小动物。
The dog likes to play.
狗喜欢玩耍。
The cat likes to sleep.
猫喜欢睡觉。
Birds sing in the morning.
鸟在早晨歌唱。
Rabbits eat grass.
兔子吃草。
Pets live with people.
宠物与人类一起生活。
Wild animals live outside.
野生动物生活在外面。
I love my pets.
我爱我的宠物。
Animals are important and fun.
动物很重要且有趣。
Tom and Lisa are two teenagers who like to use social networks.
汤姆和丽莎是两个喜欢使用社交网络的青少年。
They often talk about the benefits of social media.
他们经常谈论社交媒体的好处。
Lisa says social networks help people stay in touch with friends.
丽莎说社交网络帮助人们保持联系朋友。
Tom agrees and adds that social networks are good for learning new things.
汤姆同意并补充说社交网络有助于学习新事物。
However, Lisa warns that there are some risks too.
然而丽莎警告说也存在一些风险。
She says people can share too much personal information.
她说人们可能会分享过多的个人信息。
Tom agrees and says it is important to be careful.
汤姆同意并说小心很重要。
Lisa shares a story about a friend who had problems online.
丽萨分享了一个关于一位朋友在线上遇到问题的故事。
Her friend received messages from strangers.
她的朋友收到了陌生人的信息。
They ignored the messages and told a parent.
他们忽略了这些信息并告诉了一位家长。
Tom says it is good to ask for help when needed.
汤姆说当需要时请求帮助是好的。
Lisa says social networks can be fun and useful.
丽莎说社交网络可以既有趣又有用。
But it is important to respect others online.
但尊重他人在网上很重要。
Tom says that bullying can happen on social networks.
汤姆说欺凌可能发生在社交网络上。
Lisa agrees and says it is important to block and report bad behavior.
丽萨同意并说阻止和举报不良行为很重要。
They both agree that social networks are useful but need care.
他们双方都同意社交网络是有用的但需要注意。
Lisa and Tom decide to tell their friends about safe use of social networks.
丽莎和汤姆决定告诉他们的朋友们关于社交网络的安全使用。
They want everyone to enjoy social networks safely.
他们希望每个人都能安全地享受社交网络。
Using social networks thoughtfully helps create a better community.
有意识地使用社交网络有助于创建更好的社区。
Tom and Lisa finish their talk with smiles and agreement.
汤姆和丽萨以微笑和同意结束了他们的谈话。
Anna was a young professional eager to improve her career.
安娜是一位年轻的专业人士渴望提升她的职业生涯。
She understood the importance of networking to grow in her field.
她理解了人脉建设对于在她领域中发展的重要性。
Her first step was attending local networking events.
她的第一步是参加本地的网络活动。
At each event, she introduced herself confidently to new people.
在每个活动中她自信地介绍了自己给新的人们。
She learned to listen carefully and ask interesting questions.
她学会了仔细倾听并提出有趣的问题。
After the events, Anna sent follow-up emails to keep in touch.
事件之后安娜发送了跟进邮件以保持联系。
She also made profiles on professional online platforms.
她还在专业的在线平台上创建了个人资料。
These platforms allowed her to connect with experts worldwide.
这些平台允许她与全球专家连接。
She sent messages to professionals and joined groups of her interests.
她向专业人士发送了信息并加入了她感兴趣的团体。
Through these efforts, Anna gained valuable advice and opportunities.
通过这些努力，安娜获得了宝贵的建议和机会。
She learned that communication skills were just as important as knowledge.
她了解到沟通技巧和知识同样重要。
Building trust and showing interest helped her make lasting connections.
建立信任和表现出兴趣帮助她建立了持久的关系。
She made sure to follow up politely after meetings.
她确保在会议之后礼貌地跟进。
Anna found that every conversation was a chance to learn and grow.
安娜发现每次对话都是学习和成长的机会。
Over time, her network expanded and brought new job offers.
随着时间推移，她的网络扩大并带来了新的工作机会。
She was grateful for learning how to communicate effectively.
她对学习如何有效沟通表示感激。
Her experience showed that professional networking requires patience and practice.
她的经验表明，专业网络需要耐心和练习。
Anna planned to continue building relationships throughout her career.
安娜计划在她的整个职业生涯中继续建立关系。
She understood that communication and connection are keys to success.
她明白沟通与连接是成功的关键。
Parents today face unprecedented challenges when raising the younger generation.
如今父母面临着前所未有的挑战，当抚养年轻一代时。
Educators collaborate with parents to create effective methods that adapt to the evolving societal norms.
教育工作者与家长合作，共同创造适应不断发展的社会规范的有效方法。
One major concern is the impact of digital devices on children's attention spans and social skills.
一个主要的关注点是数字设备对儿童注意力持续时间和社交技能的影响。
Many educators emphasize the importance of balanced screen time combined with outdoor activities.
许多教育工作者强调平衡的屏幕时间与户外活动相结合的重要性。
Discussions often revolve around finding strategies that foster emotional intelligence and resilience.
讨论通常围绕寻找促进情商和韧性的策略展开。
Parents and teachers alike recognize that communication is key to bridging generational gaps.
家长和教师同样承认，沟通是弥合代际差距的关键。
Workshops and seminars provide platforms for exchanging ideas and training in modern parenting methodologies.
研讨会和讲习班提供用于交换想法和现代育儿方法培训的平台。
One method gaining popularity is experiential learning, which encourages children to learn by doing.
一种越来越受欢迎的方法是体验式学习，它鼓励儿童通过实践来学习。
This approach contrasts with traditional lecture-based techniques that may not engage today's youth effectively.
这种方法与传统的讲座式技术形成对比，后者可能无法有效地吸引当代年轻人。
Parents have to balance discipline with understanding to nurture well-rounded individuals.
父母必须在纪律与理解之间保持平衡。以培养全面发展的个体。
The inclusion of mental health education is becoming increasingly important in school curricula.
心理健康教育的纳入在学校课程中变得越来越重要。
Educators advocate for programs that teach coping mechanisms alongside academic skills.
教育工作者倡导教授应对机制和学术技能的项目。
Technology can be a tool for learning, but it requires guidance to prevent misuse.
技术可以成为学习的工具，但它需要指导以防止误用。
Social media presents both opportunities and risks in the development of young people's identity.
社交媒体在年轻人的身份发展中呈现出机遇和风险。
Open dialogues about online safety help children navigate digital spaces securely.
关于网络安全的开放对话帮助儿童安全地导航数字空间。
Ultimately, raising the younger generation demands patience, flexibility, and continuous learning from adults.
最终，抚养年轻一代需要耐心、灵活性以及成年人不断的学习。
Community support systems, such as parent groups and counseling services, play a crucial role.
社区支持系统，例如家长团体和咨询服务，发挥着关键作用。
Through shared experiences and collective effort, society can better equip the next generation for future challenges.
通过共同经历和集体努力，社会能够更好地为下一代应对未来挑战做好准备。
Felix Mallard was sitting in his dressing room when his phone suddenly rang.
费利克斯·马拉德正坐在他的更衣室里，突然他的电话响了。
He picked it up, curious to see who was calling at such an unexpected hour.
他好奇地拿起电话，想看看是谁在这个意想不到的时间打电话。
To his utter astonishment, the voice on the other end was unmistakably Harry Styles.
令他非常震惊的是，电话那头的声音无疑是哈里·斯泰尔斯。
They had never met in person, making the call all the more surprising for Felix.
他们从未见过面，这通电话让菲利克斯感到更加惊讶。
Harry's voice was warm and familiar, immediately easing Felix's initial nervousness.
哈利的声音温暖而熟悉，立即缓解了菲利克斯最初的紧张。
He explained that he had come across Felix's recent work on the show, Ginny and Georgia.
他解释说，他偶然看到了菲利克斯在 Ginny 与 Georgia 节目中的最新作品。
Harry was impressed by Felix's talent and wanted to connect personally.
哈利对菲利克斯的才华印象深刻，想要亲自联系。
This revelation took Felix by surprise, especially since none of the cast members had mentioned any association with the musician.
这一揭露让费利克斯感到惊讶，特别是因为演员们都没有提及与这位音乐家的任何关联。
Curiosity piqued, Felix asked Harry how he discovered the show and what sparked his interest.
好奇心被激起，费利克斯问哈利他是如何发现那场演出的，以及是什么激发了他的兴趣。
Harry revealed that a mutual friend had recommended it during a casual conversation.
哈利透露了一位共同的朋友在一次随意的交谈中推荐了他。
Their dialogue quickly shifted from work to more personal anecdotes, building an unexpected rapport.
他们的对话迅速从工作转向更个人的意识，建立了意想不到的融洽关系。
Felix was fascinated to learn about Harry's musical projects and his perspective on acting.
菲利克斯对了解哈利的音乐项目及他对表演的看法感到着迷。
They laughed about the challenges of working in the entertainment industry, sharing insider stories.
他们笑谈娱乐产业工作的挑战，分享内部故事。
Before long, Felix realized they shared more common ground than he had anticipated.
不久，菲利克斯意识到他们比他预期的有更多的共同点。
Harry expressed interest in collaborating on creative projects in the future.
哈利表达了对未来在创造性项目上合作的兴趣。
The conversation ended on a hopeful note, with promises to keep in touch.
谈话在充满希望的笔记上结束，带着保持联系的承诺。
Felix hung up feeling exhilarated and eager to share the story with his friends.
菲利克斯挂断电话，感到兴奋并渴望与他的朋友们分享这个故事。
He realized that sometimes unexpected connections can change one's perspective dramatically.
他意识到，有时意想不到的联系可以极大地改变一个人的观点。
The phone call from Harry Styles was a reminder that the entertainment world is smaller than it appears.
哈利·斯泰尔斯的电话提醒人们，娱乐世界比看起来的要小。
Felix looked forward to nurturing this new connection and exploring collaborative opportunities.
费利克斯期待着培养这段新的联系并探索合作机会。
That unexpected phone call would remain one of the most memorable moments in Felix's career.
那个意外的电话将成为菲利克斯职业生涯中最难忘的时刻之一。
Ferhat Akbaz, a distinguished figure in the volleyball coaching realm, embarked on an ambitious journey as he took charge of Japan's national volleyball team.
费尔哈特·阿克巴什作为排球教练界的杰出人物，踏上了一段雄心勃勃的旅程，同时接管了日本国家排球队。
Prior to this appointment, Akbaz had accumulated significant experience working with elite volleyball teams at various levels across Europe.
在这次任命之前，阿克巴什在整个欧洲不同级别的精英排球队工作积累了丰富的经验。
His coaching philosophy centers on fostering teamwork, discipline, and adaptability, qualities essential for excelling in international competitions.
他的教练哲学专注于促进团队合作、纪律和适应能力，这些品质在国际比赛中取得优异成绩至关重要。
Upon his arrival in Japan, he meticulously analyzed the team's dynamics to identify areas primed for strategic enhancement.
在他抵达日本时， 他细致地分析了团队的动态，以识别适合战略提升的领域。
His debut match as head coach was fraught with anticipation and pressure from both the media and fans.
他作为主教练的首次比赛，充满了期待和来自媒体与球迷的压力。
Despite the challenging circumstances, Akbaz employed innovative tactics that leveraged Japan's unique strengths, particularly their agility and technical prowess.
尽管环境充满挑战 ,Akbaz 采用了创新战术,利用了日本独特的优势,特别是他们的敏捷性和技术能力。
The match was a testament to his ability to inspire and coordinate a team under immense scrutiny.
比赛是他激励和协调团队能力的证明。且在严格监督下进行。
Japan's victory, secured in a gripping five-set battle, signaled a new era in the team's international aspirations.
日本队的胜利，在一场扣人心弦的五盘大战中获得，标志着该队国际抱负的新纪元。
This triumph did not merely elevate the team's standing but also enhanced Akbaz's reputation as a transformative coach with a nuanced understanding of the game.
这场胜利不仅提升了球队的地位，而且也提升了 Akbaz 作为一位具有细致理解的变革型教练的声誉。
The media praised his keen strategic adjustments and his empathetic leadership style, emphasizing the mutual respect between coach and players.
媒体赞扬了他敏锐的战略调整和富有同情心的领导风格，强调了教练与球员之间的相互尊重。
Fans expressed their exhilaration on social media.Lauding Akbaz for reinvigorating the team's competitive spirit.
粉丝们在社交媒体上表达了他们的激动之情，称赞阿克巴什重新激发了球队的竞争精神。
Academics and analysts alike commended the adaptability Akbaz demonstrated in syncing Eastern and Western coaching methodologies.
学者和分析师们同样赞扬了阿克巴什在同步东方和西方教练方法上的适应能力。
Such success set a precedent, inspiring both established and aspiring coaches internationally to embrace innovation and cultural sensitivity.
这样的成功树立了先例，激励着既有成就又有抱负的教练们在国际上接受创新和文化敏感性。
Reflecting on his journey, Akbaz credits his multicultural experiences and relentless pursuit of excellence as cornerstones of his methodology.
回想他的旅程，阿克巴什将他的多元文化经验和对卓越的不懈追求视为其方法论的基石。
He remains committed to elevating Japan's volleyball prominence on the global stage through tactical ingenuity and player development.
他致力于通过战术巧思和球员培养提升日本排球在全球舞台的知名度。
In the realm of sports coaching, few stories resonate as profoundly as Akbaz.Inaugural victory with Japan, emblematic of determination and visionary leadership.
在体育教练领域，极少有故事能像阿克巴什与日本的首次胜利那样深刻共鸣，象征着决心和有远见的领导力。
This milestone is not only a testament to Akbaz's expertise but also a beacon for the continuous evolution of volleyball tactics worldwide.
这个里程碑不仅是阿克巴什专业知识的证明，也是全球排球战术持续发展的灯塔。
Future generations of players and coaches alike will inevitably draw inspiration from the foundation he has so adeptly established.
未来的球员和教练一代将不可避免地从他如此熟练地建立的基础中汲取灵感。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。